Paul, line A scored, and then it looked like maybe he got a little boost of confidence. And
sure.
Maybe you got a boost of confidence in him, too, because you got started to go to him and put him in different situations.
So prior to that, he had moved lines in the last 10 minutes. I wouldn't say I was assessing his game and was waiting for a sign. But he, you know, this is the first game for our team as a group and for a couple of guys. And it's a different league, you know, it's a different style game. It's a hard game to play in. They're very good sticks and they are very strong on those sticks. It's a little confidence goes a long way.
You know, Little gets hurt, and that obviously, maybe from your perspective it was different, but it looked like maybe you were a little bit disorganized as a group for a while, and then things started to catch fire a bit for you in the third.
Yeah, I think we looked a little disorganized through 30 minutes, or maybe even 50, 45, I would say. Yeah, you've got a whole new set of combinations other than one line, and that was the line that we ended up breaking up. So none of these guys had played together as a group. Losing Brian, you know, 2.5, he played 2.5 minutes. That's a big hole for us. Not having another natural center to go into the middle. So you end up running guys a little harder. Shift length got a little bit too long. We got out of sync.
Are you up for the task of watching the team play like that and
if
they'll win?
Yeah, don't attach a whole lot of permanence to our style of game, to that game. And no, winning isn't the measuring stick in terms of the quality of play. We don't want to leave this rink here with the idea that we played poorly for 45 minutes of that game, that had we just played well, it would have been like the last 15 minutes of the third all night and 15-0. They played hard. They played well. It was a tough game. For the first game, both teams did things they liked, things that they didn't like. But a young team gets down 4-1. Very, very few of them come back. So leadership, Blake's goal was huge. Patrick's goal in the power play, we had so little going on the power play prior to that, is what you'll notice is a perfect shot and also a perfect screen. Drew Stafford is positioned so well on that. They come back down 4-1 with 15 minutes left on the clock. If this was an old veteran team, we would be talking about their resilience and their know-how and their character and their grit, and they never quit. So let's just apply those to a real young team and be happy with the way they battled back.
Paul, I know it's early, but is there anything you can tell us about the severity of the injury to Brian? Or?
No, we'll get that all tested out and looked at tomorrow.
It took you guys a long time to rally after two periods last year. Given the deficit, what will it mean for the psyche of your group to get that done in the first game?
It's really big because it allows you then, you'll always stay in the fight longer. And you'll know down one, down two, you're in that game. And Joel or Mia may have had our first 6-on-5 goal for us, I think, at down two against Colorado last year. And by that time, the number is 12 empty net goals going in. So that, you know, we battled back, got control of the puck, and just a great effort play by Blake Wheeler to keep that thing alive in the offensive zone. You know, those are positives.